Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
MMA and its legalization in New York sparks a headline in your paper today in the local section. They've got a fighting chance.
Yes. What better story during the holiday season? we talked to Tommy Marcellina. He's an Amsterdam native. He'll fight in Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve as part of the World Series of Fighting event. It will be Marcellino's first chance to fight professionally in his home state since the governor in April made New York the last state in the nation to legalize the sport. People in the area are saying could also open up opportunities for trainers and other venues looking to get in on the MMA action. MMA, in case you didn't know, is a style of combat fighting that involves hand-to-hand, feet-to-feet, and body-to-body contact. It was legalized in April. The first local event was held earlier this month at the Times Union Center in Albany, where the Ultimate Fighting Championship card drew about 6,000 attendees. Marcellino, again, the guy from Amsterdam, said hosting MMA events in New York State will help local fighters in a few ways. It gives them a fair shake, he says, as opposed to traveling out of state where they face opponents with a home field advantage. Now that competitors don't have to travel out of state to find a professional fight, Marcellino says he thinks more amateur MMA fighters will come forward and make a career out of the sport. Just in the last 10 years, he said he's seen more people become interested with MMA compared to similar sports like boxing. While Marcellino will fight his first in-state bout in New York City, he'd like to see smaller venues, including some in the Capital Region. They're talking about maybe the Schenectady Army will host some pro-am events and other fights to give local athletes more opportunities and local folks who like to watch the sport see it firsthand. The New York State Athletic Commission regulates MMA matches and sets the safety standards. He's believing that will leave some credibility to the sport. In the past, some amateurs would fight with the regulations, which gave MMA a bad reputation. Amateurs will also have more incentive to turn pro since they can fight to make a living in New York. Amateur MMA fighting's been okay, which means they can fight, but they won't get paid. Marcellino has spent his entire career, almost 10 years, fighting out of state. In less than 2 weeks, he'll compete in front of dozens of his friends and families in New York City at the world's most famous arena. As he said to us, it's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, the first time they had the bout there, it was the largest in the mixed martial arts history at Madison Square Garden. We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Before I forget, Judy, Merry Christmas to you, and we'll catch up with you after the holiday.
Ho, ho, ho to you all.